Up WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. We have breaking news at this hour. Onondaga County, New York Sheriff Toby Shelley says preliminary information indicates two officers in upstate New York have been shot. Our affiliate WTVH-TV is reporting that a sheriff's deputy and a Syracuse police officer were killed as they were investigating a report of a stolen vehicle. One person has reportedly been taken into custody. In just a few hours, lawyers will begin questioning as many as 500 prospective jurors in the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump. A preview from CBS's Matt Piper.
Trump has entered a not guilty plea to 34 felony counts of falsification of business records in the case, which stems from alleged efforts to hide hush money payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels. He's accused Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg of pursuing the case for political gain, and he again attacked his former lawyer Michael Cohen on Saturday, potentially testing the limits of a gag order that bars him from making public statements about witnesses concerning their testimony.
It could take weeks to seat a jury. CBS News legal analyst Jessica Levinson on the prospect of a prison sentence in the case.
Former President Trump is facing 34 counts of falsifying business records, and each count carries up to 4 years in prison. But even with a conviction, and that's a big if, any jail time is far from guaranteed. In addition, New York caps jail time at 20 years for this type of felony.
Two American officials are telling CBS News that five of the ballistic missiles launched by Iran at Israel over the weekend got through air defenses. CBS's David Martin says four of them landed at an air base where Israeli F-35s are based.
Iranians are believed to have targeted the base because Israel had used an F-35 to destroy the Iranian consulate in Damascus. A fifth missile appeared to be aimed at a radar site in northern Israel, but it missed. Iran launched about 120 ballistic missiles in an attempt to overwhelm Israeli and U.S. air defenses. But according to one official, roughly half of the missiles failed on launch or crashed in flight.
The founder of a charity that's raised $500,000 to provide prosthetic legs to amputees will be taking part in Monday's Boston Marathon.
When you see somebody walk for the first time with a pair of legs that works for them, and they're just excitement of like, holy moly, when I'm walking, I'm just going to focus on not giving up.
That's Steve Chamberlain. He has made it his mission to help amputees live mobile, independent lives. Over the past 14 years, his charity, 50 Legs, has provided more than 800 prosthetic legs to people across the country, including two victims of the Boston Marathon bombing. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
but the hands don't move. Waiting for the bomb to drop, I stoke the fire, recall a tune. Swallowing my memories and knowledge that I'd had before.
Kicking off the 7 o'clock hour with a double dip of work on Max Inc. on Civic Media. That was Embers, Ignition before that. Work is playing a show this Thursday at Ope Brewing Company in Milwaukee. That's a fun name to say, Ope Brewing Company. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Sunday night. I'm Jimmy Kay. Thank you for tuning in this evening. Appreciate you. Coming up this hour, we've got original local music from Wisconsin from Geology Club, plus the Earthlings, and later we'll dip into some blues with the Blues Disciples and Kelsey Miles. Plus, we'll check in with Terry Barr and Barr Notes. Right now, it's brand new music from Slow Pulp. This is Fishes from their latest album, Yard. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media on a Sunday night. We are local music.
Thank you. Shop local. Eat local. Listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
life in the garden of fallen Lolitas. Wallflowers and streamers, the new deprived. Taking the pain on a walk in the hope to forget her. When I had met her in Durango Town.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music with Elephonic and Durango Town. Geology Club before that. They were the winners of Rockconson last year. That was appreciation of what could have been, and Casio from the Earthlings in that set as well. I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Sunday night. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Locally hand-blowing glass, three locations in Madison. And you can shop online, igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com. We got the Blues Disciples and Terry Barr with Bar Notes next.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rockonson wants you. Check out rockonson.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonson.org. Rockonson, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Spring has sprung, and if you're like me, spring cleaning takes on a whole new level. I don't just clean, I get up and find a new home. And for those that know that the Aaron Weber Group and MoveToMadison.com is the place to buy and sell your home. With listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings, the Aaron Weber Group should always spring to mind when you buy or sell. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. More than a website, it helps you spring into action.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. Hey everyone, Terry Barr here with your bar notes. A few notes highlighting some music news and happenings from around the state. Let's start in Northeast Wisconsin and a chance to show off your talents at the Glow Within Showcase. More Entertainment is hosting this event at the Live Lounge on Velp Avenue in Green Bay and inviting you to share your skills, whether it's art, music, poetry, or comedy. The showcase is set for Sunday night, April 21st from 5 to 9 p.m. Show up at the lounge or text to sign up ahead. Here's the number, 920-489-7226. Again, text this number to sign up for the showcase at 920-489-7226. Over to Oshkosh now, where the public school district should be showing off. After learning NAM, the National Association of Music Merchants, is honoring Oshkosh as one of the nation's best communities for music education. Here's School Superintendent Dr. Brian Davis.
Our kids have done a phenomenal job. You know, ultimately, it's them performing and working at their craft, and they have a lot of opportunities.
Now, this is the first year Oshkosh is being honored. Hudson Schools, that's in far northwest Wisconsin, holds the state record for earning best communities for music education 20 years in a row. Watertown and Fort Atkinson are being honored for the 13th year. The association named more than 900 schools all across the country as best communities for music education. And now we're off to Thanesville, a suburb of Milwaukee near Mequon, and word of a new live music bar opening next month. It's going to be called the Baree, and there will be live music Fridays, a double header on Saturdays starting in the afternoon. The Baree schedule is booked with music starting in mid-May and already through a large part of the summer. It's in the historic Main Street district of Thanesville. Some of you may remember it as the Chiel. Thanks to all of you who support the artists playing all of the notes at live music bars and venues all across the state. I'm Terry Barr with your Bar Notes on Max Inc. Radio.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
When the gravity train is rolling, don't drag a feet. It happens every day. When they're growing good, don't get in the way. Hey, Dolores, what you saying to me? She said, now come on over here and won't you listen to me? When the gravy train is rolling, don't drag your feet.
see a glass half full. She said, now don't confuse yourself, believe in all that bull. Hey, Dolores, what you saying to me? She said, now come on over here and won't you listen to me? When the gravy train is rolling, don't drag your feet. Every day, so when they're going good, don't stand in the way. Hey, Dolores, what you saying to me? She said, now come on over here and won't you listen to me? When the gravy train is rolling, don't drag your feet.
fool about your kiss, well, I ain't got none of this, no. I was a fool. To think you felt the same. Believing that maybe you change. You're thinking that you got me, boy, but you're wrong. You're wrong. Now you're never, ever gonna fool me again.
From Kelsey Miles on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts before that with Hands Up. And the Blues Disciples in there too with Gravy Train. Miles Nielsen, he's in St. Louis on Thursday, heading to the Twin Cities on Sunday. He'll be back in Wisconsin after that, including a show on Saturday, May the 4th, with the Mascot Theory at the Gibson Community Music Hall in Appleton. Of course, the Mascot Theory, they were live in the lair last night. Absolutely rocked it. You can hear the encore performance at 9 o'clock tonight here on Civic Media. Coming up at 10 is Max Inc. Heavy with M. Shell. And the 8 o'clock hour, we got Rocker's Closet and Essential Last Crack. That's all coming up. Plus, we're going to try to squeeze in some Louie and the Flash Bombs and the American Dead in just a couple of minutes. Right now, it's brand new Cat and the Hurricane. We debuted this song last night. Here it is again. It's Caffeine and Alcohol. Cat and the Hurricane on Max Inc. Radio.
Take on the world. Right now I'm taking on myself. Incessantly haunted by the things that I once loved. Secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes. I can still smell him. Is this the the caffeine and alcohol in my blood, or is it
caffeine, got alcohol.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music with the American Dead and Goner. Cat and Hurricane before that with their brand new song, Caffeine and Alcohol. What do you think of that new Cat and Hurricane? It's pretty cool, huh? We're going to hear more of that, I'm sure, on Max Inc. Radio. And don't forget Aaron's 42nd birthday bash from the American Dead, the big sexy compilation release party, all because of your contributions to the GoFundMe for Aaron. That's happening on Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 25th. At the Red Mouse. Hey, Essential Last Crack is coming up in just a couple of minutes. Plus, we'll rummage around in Rocker's Closet as well. Plus, the replay or the encore performance of The Mascot Theory live in the Lairs coming up at 9 o'clock tonight. Right now, it's brand new music from Louie and the Flash Bombs. Ah, I love this song. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Echoes of days gone by, echoes of the echoes and
if it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's one of the favorite annual events in the Chippewa Valley. The Chippewa Falls Friends of the Library book sale is happening Friday, April 26th from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday, April 27th, 9 to noon. There will be books of all types for all ages, along with audio, video materials. Find information at ChippewaFallsLibrary.org. If deadlines are more your style, don't miss the 24-hour project on Saturday, April 27th. It's a chance to see a series of short plays written and directed in less than 24 hours. It's happening all day at the Grand Theater in Eau Claire and includes art and music too. And the Arts West event is set for Monday, April 29th. You'll find an impressive exhibit by artists from across the state at the L.E. Phillips Memorial Public Library in Eau Claire. It's the 45th year for Arts West. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.